partnering with some of Australia's largest employers to get an additional 20,000 Indigenous Australians into real jobs by 2020. In the 4 months since implementation of the Indigenous procurement policy, $27 million worth of contracts went to Indigenous businesses. This is over four times the government's spend on Indigenous businesses in 2012-13. Indigenous Australians, particularly young people, remain overrepresented in Australia's criminal and juvenile justice systems. Change is best achieved by focusing on the long-term drivers of violence. The government is addressing these through its commitment to Indigenous education, employment, and economic development. Australian governments also fund a range of programs to directly tackle Indigenous incarceration rates, including crime prevention, diversion, and recidivism reduction programs. We thank Slovenia for its question in advance about health services, including for Indigenous children. The Australian Government is committed to delivering effective and efficient health services for Indigenous people. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health Plan 2013-23 provides a strong framework supported by Indigenous-specific and mainstream services, while the new implementation plan details actions and achievable goals. The Australian Government also recognises that language is essential to the well-being, culture and identity of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The Australian Government has made a substantial funding contribution to Indigenous interpreting services since 2000, and in the 2015-16 is funding over $6 million worth of initiatives to improve the supply of Indigenous interpreters in the Northern Territory, South Australia, Western Australia and Queensland. Since 2012-13, the Australian Government has provided over $5 million in funding to combat language barriers faced by Aboriginal people in the Northern Territory in relation to law and justice matters. Australia supports international actions and fora that address Indigenous issues. Australia supports the promotion of and respect for the principles of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People. The government considers the federal laws are consistent with the spirit of the Declaration. Australia is focused on implementing practical policy measures, particularly in priority areas of school attendance, employment, community safety, and constitutional recognition that improve the lives of Indigenous Australians. Australia also supported the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples and the adoption of its outcome document. Australia supports and engages in forums, including the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues and the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous People, seeing them as an opportunity to examine and reflect and learn.
Mr. Vice President, at this stage we would welcome further recommendations and comments from the delegations.
Muchas gracias, señor Reid.
Thank you very much, Mr. Reid, and the entire Australian delegation for your comments. Let us continue our interactive dialogue now, and I'd now like to give the floor to the distinguished representative of Turkey.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We cordially welcome the Australian delegation. Turkey commends the steps taken by Australia to further protect and promote human rights through focused institutional programs like the National Anti-Racism Strategy. Particularly, we applaud the commitment on the constitutional recognition of Australia's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and the vision set forward for enhancing their rights. Likewise, we encourage efforts to eradicate violence against women and girls and to promote empowerment of women. However, we remain concerned about Australia's record on the protection of the rights of migrants, especially of women and children at offshore facilities. Turkey's recommendations are as follows. Incorporate international human rights obligations into domestic law by adopting a comprehensive human rights act at federal level. Ratify OPCAT. Sign and ratify ICRMW. Instill a transparent human rights-based approach related to the treatment of asylum seekers following their arrival, including the cessation of transfers to third countries. Further strengthen efforts towards birth registration for all with a view to encouraging access to relevant procedures. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Gracias, Turquía.
I thank Turkey. I'd now like to give the floor to the representative of the Ukraine.
Vice President, Ukraine. since the progress achieved in implementation of the first UPR cycle recommendations, including through National Human Rights Action Plan, in particular the Government of Australia's endeavours aimed at further promotion and protection of persons with disabilities, indigenous people and children's rights, as well as combating human trafficking. We encourage Australia to remain committed to the implementation of its human rights obligations pertaining to the rights of the above-mentioned categories of the population, as well as of women, elderly, refugees and asylum seekers. Ukraine would like to make the following recommendations: to continue supporting the multicultural policy and national anti-racism partnership and strategy, including by enacting comprehensive equality legislation, to take further steps towards ratifying OPCAT. Muchas gracias.
I thank you.
Muchas gracias,
I thank Your Excellency. I now give the floor to the United Arab Emirates.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. We would like to express our appreciation to the delegation of Australia for its presentation and for the measures Australia has taken to promote and protect human rights. However, we note reports that different groups face discrimination and racism associated with Islamophobia in the community, and reports about discrimination against indigenous women in the field of training and education. The UE recommends that Australia first implementation public awareness campaign to promote tolerance and respect for cultural diversity and to counter prejudice, stereotypes, discrimination, racism, and Islamophobia. Second, ensure access to good quality of education, including postgraduate education and vocational training for indigenous women. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Gracias, Excellency.
I thank you, Excellency. I'd now like to give the floor to the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
President, the UK thanks the Australian Government for its national report. The UK recommends that Australia, 1, extend the mandate of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights to include the domestic consideration and oversight of implementation of recommendations from UN human rights mechanisms. 2, adopt national uniform legislation prohibiting, except where there is a serious threat to life or health, the sterilisation of children and of adults with disability in the absence of prior fully informed and free consent. We welcome the appointment of Australia's first Minister of Indigenous Heritage and encourage the government to work with